You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, we were talking yesterday and something came up about people who were saying something about how their parents were mad at them. Okay, that's fine. Parents just tend to get mad. But what we think is funny is about how none of us want our parents to be disappointed in us. If our parents get mad, that's one thing. You can deal with that, right?
Sure.
Even when you're an adult, right? You're like, oh, my mom's kind of mad at me right now, blah, blah, blah.
Right, and there's typically some yelling maybe, and then you ground them, and then, you know, life goes on.
Yeah, but if you're going along and your parents are disappointed in you, that is just like a heavy, depressing weight.
It's soul crushing.
At least for me, it sure was.
It's soul crushing, yeah. And then you, because they don't have that yelling, you know, fierce, you know, they're mad at you. It's just a very somber, you know, I'm disappointed in you. And then they put their head down and they sulk out of the room.
Mm.
I don't use that. I don't think I've used it really at all with my kiddos. I kind of tuck that back for a time when I truly am very disappointed because I just know how it feels. I started compiling I have three that I can think of from growing up when my parents were like, you know, visually and they told me that they were disappointed. One of which is where I didn't do very good in a couple of my college classes and I had to shift colleges and they were very disappointed. I dipped my toe into a slight goth phase with one young lady I was dating and my mom did not like her and she did not like this phase and she told me she was very disappointed.
Wait a minute.
It's slight goth. It's slight goth, Tom.
Stop right now.
I had the black wife beaters on. I dyed my hair black. Contemplated getting a tattoo.
You?
Yeah, there's pictures,
goth?
Man. There's pictures.
I've got to see a picture.
Yeah. The young lady.
It wasn't a Halloween costume,
the young lady,
Jeremy,
was changing
count.
Me, Tom. No, it was not a Halloween costume. A lot of backwards black ball caps. And then there was the time I ran into the side of the house with my truck. And they were extremely disappointed.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, those were the three I could think of. Did you have any?
I only have one. And it was one where my dad, who was career Air Force, had mapped out a future for me that I would go to the Air Force Academy. And then, you know, serve for a few years and then get out and be maybe become an airline pilot. Anyway, he really wanted me to go to the Air Force Academy because that was his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted me to go be an officer. And instead, I got into radio.
Yeah.
And it's not, don't get me wrong, it was not like my dad said a lot of stuff. And so I just knew without him, he never said anything. In fact, he was supportive of what I did. I mean, he really was, but I could tell that there was a part of him that was so disappointed that his son became a disc jockey rather than serving our fine country as a member of the United States Air Force.
Yeah. Well,
that just kind of disappointed him.
Look at you now.
You know, when I got my first ever gold record from a record company, Columbia Records sent me a gold record for this artist that I helped break. And I took that gold record and I shipped it to my dad,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he proudly hung it up on the wall in his house.
Oh, that's
and
good.
That was my way of saying, look, I know, you know, I didn't do exactly what you wanted me to do, but things are going okay for me, Dad.
Yes.
You know,
that's
I'm
good.
Doing all right. And that is what kind of won him over. And it was funny to walk into this old retired guy's house and see a gold record from a band called The Hooters hanging on his wall.
Well, now I know why he hung it up.
It was just the name of the
band. It's just the name of the band, Tom.
There was no visuals or anything with it. Hey, I like The Hooters. They were a great 80s band, man. Come on.
I posted this on Facebook a little while ago, and man, there's some good ones rolling in. I love Marla, who says that she dropped out of CPA school to go to hair school. They were not happy, to say the least. So I could see where mom and dad would be disappointed with that one.
Are you kidding, man? You can make bank.
You can make
as
bank. Great. And then have
man.
Your own business Ooh. And all that.
Yeah.
Jenna says they were disappointed because I brought home a man 25 years my elder. They made me feel horrible about it. It. Oh, wait, no, that's from Gretchen. Sorry about that. No.
Hey!
Oh!
Funny.
Oh, I got you good.
Good burn.
And I like Janelle's here. She says, I voted for the opposite political party. They bring it up all the time. They're disappointed. They say I'm part of the problem with this country. Now I don't want to vote at all.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I could see that for sure.
Samantha says, when I dropped out of one of my AP classes my senior year in high school, I was taking five of them and playing a varsity sport, so I dropped out. You know, that's another thing, too. I didn't think about this, besides all the career stuff of not going to the Air Force Academy. I dropped out of college, and it really disappointed my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, but I want to work full time. I don't need the schooling. I want to work. But they were so disappointed in me.
Oh, man.
Oh,
look at
man.
You now. You're in the top seven radio stations in the state. Top seven. There's college hits for a few of these. Kim says, I transferred colleges twice. Third college was a charm. They still complain about how much it cost them. Yeah, college is a biggie, I would think, because it is so expensive, you know. So if you jack up, yeah, that is very disappointing.
I was sitting there, you know, me and the whole psychology of things. I was really trying to puzzle out why disappointing your parents is worse than making them angry. And this is, I don't know, probably psychologists have written about this and I just haven't seen it. But here's what I think. And you tell me what you think of this. If you make your parents angry, if you make your mom mad at you, Jeremy, it's like something in that moment, right? It's a one-time thing. And that's something you've done wrong. But if you disappoint your parents, they see it as a failure of all the years they invested in trying to raise you. And it's like we destroy all their years of hard work that they put in. So if they get mad at us, it's something that we've done and they can get mad at, which was out of their control.
Okay.
But if we disappoint them, they probably see it as a failure.
It's a reflection
of
themselves. It's a reflection of them.
And
yeah.
It's the same thing, like if you get disappointed in something, let's say that Lila does in a few years, you'll be like, God, we raised you all these
and
years.
And now she's
to not
in prison,
this.
You know, and you got to tell all your friends. And,
well, she's in prison again.
Again.
That's the problem.
Yeah. So, yeah, I get it. That one, so, they linger.
That's got to be it. It's like instead of you doing something wrong, your parents will see it as something they've done wrong. And that's why it hurts more for us.
Well, and the disappointment can last years and years and years,
right,
too. Where if they're mad, you know, it's mad in the moment. You get grounded.
You get
they move
it.
On. The lingering can go for years because you voted Republican or something. You know?
Oh!